Gospel distribution ministry presents Brother Julius Wilmy with faith building messages for the end time. Stay tuned and be blessed.
God will not talk to fools. I mean, what is fool? If he is telling you to do something, you won't do it. Why does he have to tell you if you know that you won't do it? Or he tell you once, tell you twice. Most likely doesn't need to tell you again. That reminded me of a minister, maybe many of us know about it. Kenneth Hagin Sr. He's passed on right now. He wrote something in his literature that I've shared with some other friends one time. Because I read it recently and kind of made an impression on me. He said the Lord led him one way or the other. He was a pastor then. He was not a preacher going about by that time. He was pastoring his church. And then he said one time, if another pastor came by, just they were about to start a fellowship like this, and he saw this a bus stop. And one pastor that he knew a long time ago just came out of that bus and came into their church. Oh, you instant, wow, what brought you over here this time? And the man just said, I'm just passing by. I said, let me just drop over here. So he stopped after a minister at the end of the fellowship, the pastor. He told the pastor, you want to stay overnight with us? And he said, all right. And the Lord told Kenneth Hagin to give that man some money. In fact, the Lord specified the money, maybe give him $5. And this pastor said, Kenneth Hagin said, I didn't have $5. In those days, he was talking about in the 1950s. He said, all the congregation, all the money they were gonna be like $3. You know, dollars in those days was big. So he said, Lord, how will I give this man $5? We don't have $5 in the whole week. So he said, God said, give him $5. So he gathered all the money he could get and he gave it to this man. And the Lord told him that the man stopped in front of your church because he was running out of money. So after he gave the man the money and let that, well, not that God was going to give him back something immediately. I was thinking maybe God was preparing him for big money. No. But God was teaching him how to listen to the voice of the Lord. That was what I got from. That's what he got from it. He said, after another many months, another thing happened like that. Another pastor from another place just came by and he said, oh, preach for us today. And the man preached for them. And normally they would give the preacher so much money. He said, that day the Lord just told him that, don't give him that much money. Give him this much money. And he screamed and said, Lord, I can't. We don't have so much. And I said, give him that much money. And he went and gathered all the coins and pennies, gave it to this man. He said, about a month later, there was a phone call from somewhere. They were talking and they actually got his wife. His wife was on the phone. Said, please call back. Can I go and pray for Susan? So he's in the hospital. And his wife was still saying, well, gee, unless the Lord tells you, it's most I want you. Because he said, he overheard and said, who is that? The Lord already told him to go. So tell them we'll be there in about 1 hour. So he went to this hospital. The fellow they went to pray for was not a member of the church, but they knew him or her. So they went to this hospital. And they knelt down, started praying, and he said the Lord just spoke to him. The same voice. He said, don't pray. Stand up and just say this. And he stood up and he just said what the Lord told him to say. And the woman rose up and miracle happened. So they were rejoicing. They were going back home in his car. And as we were going, as he was driving, it was like somebody was sitting in the back of the car and just spoke. I said, if you have not done the two, when I told you to give money to Pastor so-and-so, and when I told you to give money to the person, I said, if you have not done those, I couldn't have used you there today. He said, he looked back to see who's talking. No, it was the Lord. So what was he realized that God used those two examples when we first thought about it. So, God was telling him to give. No, God was not teaching him to give. God was telling him to learn to listen to his voice. That's what matters to God. Teaching us how to get his voice, distinguish that from the other voices, from ideas from your mind, from suggestions from your head. And when he did it once, and he did it twice, then God can come to him in the hospital and say, don't do that, do it this way. And he did it, and it worked. Miracle happened. He said, if you have not listened the first two, I won't be able to use you in this miracle. So you now can see what the hearing from God, what it really means to God. He can use this to set you up, you know, to groom you, as we call it. Groom you so that you are prepared for. We want to go and say, rise up and walk. He's going to tell you, no, don't say rise up and walk. There was a man that was born blind. The Lord didn't lay his hand upon him and say, see. So he must have heard from the Spirit. This time, you spit on the floor, roll it and put it on his And that was what they did. So we want to be able to hear from God also, so that we know what to do for every different cases. But God has to groom us so that we can hear his voice and distinguish that from all the other voices. Same with anything you are going to believe. It can put a yearning in your heart. And with that yearning, you just know that he wants to do something. You go and do it and you get the good result. Amen? When you begin to respond to those yearning, it could be a voice coming to you, and then you, like I say, you want to, there will be voices. There could be opposition to those voices too. Amen? There will be opposition. So don't think all of these things are not being opposed by the devil. He will oppose it. Especially when you are beginning to learn, when you are still practicing, like I say, we are practitioners. When you are beginning to, it's like taking step by step. A little boy wants to walk, and he tried the first 2 step and he fell down. And the baby mama come and carry the baby. Well, if the boy got upset and said, I'm not going to walk ever, I fell down. No, it's not going to work. You are going to have to rise up and do it again. Because that's what he has programmed in that little boy. He's going to rise up and do it again. I mean, if he fall down again, he's going to rise up and do it again. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the same way with all of these things, when you misfire, God is not going to say, oh, you throw this one away. He's not going to listen. He wants you to keep learning. But how do you want to take long to get there? You want to get there quick. So that is why you need to practice it too. You need to learn to listen. Like I told that little girl, I said, learn. When you pray, Father, I thank you, Father, give me this, give me that, give me that. I know you're going to give me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't just jump up and go. You are talking to somebody, a king. Now listen, whether he's going to talk back to you. And that is the beginning of practicing it. Now, if you can talk back to you and you hear, and you just quietly listen, shut off all the other mind, you will see that his own voice will break through the silence. And he can do it. It will be so soft that it will look like you think about it. That was how it started. That is this still small voice. It will come to you as if you are the one thinking about it. But when you watch it, you will see that it was not you thinking about it. It was the Lord. Amen? And the Lord will begin to groom us. And has been doing that for many and many over the years. You begin to see that, hey, that is how the Lord speaks. When you begin to see that, give him the glory. And then do what he says. If he's giving you suggestions, God does not give suggestions. That's what we have found out. Why? Because he is God. It may look like suggestion, but it's a command. So if you think it's a suggestion, oh no, that's his opinion. No, it's not his opinion, it's the instruction. So then do it. Amen? So God does not give suggestion. Of course, to us, if you don't take it, that means you take it as a suggestion which you can throw away if you like. But when that's why sometimes many people don't hear him, because he does not want to. He said he won't talk to fools. If he's going to tell you to do this, like he just told that guy, that Kenneth Hagin, if you didn't do the first and you didn't do the second, why do I have to tell you the third? Which looked like glorifying Kenneth Hagin right now. The first one didn't look like glorifying him, giving money to somebody. This one didn't give him anything back. This one gave him some reputation also. Everybody said, yeah, I want that. I want to be able to just stand up and say it, and the man rise up and walk. Yeah, but he said, I won't be able to tell you that because you didn't listen the first time. Didn't listen the second time. Why would I tell you the third time? So that is the real moment. As far as God is concerned, that is one of his purposes. And let's go to 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 1, chapter 2. So when we say we want to be led by the Lord, there is a reason for it. And the climax, the most important reason why he wants to groom us to the point that we are actually hearing him, is in what you see in 2 Kings chapter 2 about the story of Elijah the prophet. By this time of Elijah's life, he has been groomed to the point that he knew that God is saying this. So here, this is what God told Elijah, leading him step by step to where? The port of deportation. He was going to be taken away in the rapture. What all of us have been waiting for, the rapture. We are going to go and meet the Lord in the air. But you see, the prophecies told us, only those that are covered, that are the cloud of God's presence will rest upon this elect. And instructions will be coming from that cloud to this elect. Only those who are under that cloud, that are listening to that instruction and following it, they are the ones that are going in the rapture. That's been promised like that. And that is what you see an example of it right here. That God spoke to Elijah. He was the only one hearing God, and God was leading him step by step to wherever he wants to go. Verse 2 said, and Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry ye, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. He said, well, how did he hear? He was just being instructed. And the master told him, go to Bethel. And he started going. And he told Elisha to stay. Elisha said, no, I'm not staying. We're going together. And verse 4 said again, Elijah said to Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. So what's the purpose of being moved from here to here? The Lord was giving him the final instructions to make sure that you are one-on-one with me. When I say you do it, 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 when I say move, you move. Now, cross the Jordan. The third one said, the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And they got to Jordan. What was all the purpose of all this moving around? God was guiding him or was making sure he was in tune with the Spirit. And when he crossed the Jordan, here comes the sheep. And he got into it and he was gone. We all want to go in the rapture, don't we? We all want to go and meet the Lord in here. Those who are going to go must be people that are already hearing from him. He's leading them step by step. He's leading them wherever he wants them to go. And that is what the Lord Jesus Christ meant when he said about being born again. In John chapter 3, he said the wind blew where it listed. Nobody knows where it's going or where it's coming from, but the wind knows where he is going. So he said, such are they that are born of the Spirit of God. That is, we are going to have to be led by the Spirit, and nobody will not know where you are going, but the Spirit knows where he is leading you. You see, that is the guiding of the Spirit that we are talking about, and the step-by-step listening to him guide you to choose the right person, guide you to invest in this business. Those are just precursor to what he really wants to get done in our life. Amen? Or listen to him when you say, don't go left, make a right. Maybe you say, well, why, Lord? May not tell you why. Accident over there. You may be imagining maybe there's an accident over there. I've always imagined this. Suppose, look at what's going on in this world right now. Terrorism. You are in a building. You can be in a building and the Lord says, get out of this building. Just go back home. I say, gee, I just take my number. I have to wait in line for the post office. If you listen to him, you might avoid catastrophe. Why? Because the Lord wants to lead us closely. Like that. He doesn't have to tell you that in a dream, that you have a dream, you are the building there is going to collapse, so don't go there. God may not use that method. He may want you to just hear him when he tells you that you get out and you'll be saying, praise God, I just walk out of that building and there comes a blast. Because God is wanting to walk with you and me. He wants to lead us step by step, day by day, like that. But we have to learn to listen. What about angels? Does angels still visit people? Of course, the angels still manifest up to today. Because I said, that's another way God has been leading people over the years. You can see that in many occasions in the book of the Acts. There was a story, the Philip the evangelist, that he was in this Samaria, and the angel spoke to him that go and walk to this road that go from Jerusalem to Gaza. And he went there, and then the angel told him that go and join yourself to that chariot. Said the angel of the Lord. So God is still doing that even now. Without, it could be just the angel's voice. It could also be angel manifest to him and talk to him. So God is still doing that when it comes to the angels up to now. But the still small voice, that is the one many ministers have said the Lord uses most of the time. All the time the Lord will use it and God wants to use it. Now, I say there are pitfalls with all of these things. What do I mean by pitfalls? The enemy can deceive. Your mind can wander away. Ideas, thoughts can be from you. Okay? And you can have voices. There are many people that have gone into wrong books and have been tormented by other voices also. I want to warn about that. Number one, you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. What did I say? You must be filled with the Holy Ghost. What did I say? Everybody say that. We must be filled with the Holy Ghost. We must be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen? Because the Holy Ghost is given to us to lead us. Everything I was talking about when it comes to the hearing of the Lord, still small voice, it's going to be by the leading of the Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Spirit, you'll be hearing voices, and there will be other voices, not God. So you must be filled with the Holy Ghost. Like I said, some people, even in this country, since I've been in this country, I've been witnessing about, saw some people in the park. Some years ago, I was in one of those parks, maybe in the downtown, and I saw somebody held a book. I thought it was the Bible, so I was giving out tracts. And I saw him with a big book. So I said, hi, what are you reading? It's a book on Buddhism. Said, Buddhism in America? It's happening. And I started talking to him about the gospel. And he said, oh, yeah, if you look at this thing, this is authentic. No. So many people have delved into many other books. Even many people that you think they are religious, but they are spiritual. And they can get themselves into other voices. We were able to deliver one person in Arizona State University many years ago, where he told himself that he had been tampering, and he was a Catholic. He'd been tampering with some of those books, and he couldn't concentrate. He was seeing things, and he was hearing voices. And he was a student, a fresh student. He couldn't concentrate, and that's how I got to know him. Like, what's wrong with you? You are expected to be in my class, and he was coming almost 1 hour late in a classroom that is 2 hour class, and he came in for a lab and he was just copying. I said, what's wrong with you? Second time he seen you, and then he confessed to me. And then we brought him to church and prayed and delivered him. And when he was turned around, he could see it. Because when he came to church, he said he was seeing those demons. They were just things, his eyes were open to seeing them. But when the Lord turned him around, he didn't see them anymore. And he was delivered and saved. So if anybody has those type of problems where you have voices, you need to be delivered. We pray for you. The Lord can deliver you. So when we talk about the still small voice or hearing from the Lord, there are pitfalls like that where you don't want to be involved in wrong books that are world spiritism books. In this America, you want that. Hinduism, they are reading Hinduism. That was even before you know there are a lot of Indians. These are American whites that are delving into those books. And they also get trapped in some of those troubles. And they can be delivered. That's why I say if you need problem, you have problem, we're going to be delivered, we can deliver you, pray for you today before you go. But all of these things God wants to use to guide us. But you need first to be born again. Then you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Then the voice you'll be hearing that we are talking about is the Lord's voice. Now you still have to distinguish that with your mind or ideas that are just crowding you up. And that's why God will gently lead you step by step until you can identify his voice. Amen. For our own good, the Lord wants to lead us. For our own good. Like I said, all those pitfalls that are already, we know they are in the world, we need to avoid them by, first of all, consecrating yourself. One of the ways to consecrate yourself is to fast a little. That's one way you can do that. Then study the Word of God more. That's another way you can keep your mind on the Word of the living God. Okay? And then shut off some of the other avenues, some comics, some books that are not going to be edifying, television programs that are not good. These are all, you have to shut some of those, reduce those so that you don't get your mind crowded with some of those things. They are all the places where the voices and ideas come from. Okay? Then tune yourself to the Lord. When you pray, listen to him. And when the Lord is leading you, you begin to know the Lord is leading you because his voice is going to be constant. And another thing, when the Lord is going to use the voice, like the voice, a particular voice, he will make you to be familiar with that voice. Let me give another example of the story of Samuel, Prophet Samuel in the Bible. The first time God was going to talk to Prophet Samuel, remember he was sleeping on his mat or bed, and he heard a voice. It was the voice of Eli, his master, he first heard. He knew that it was Eli's voice, so he woke up and went to Eli and said, you call me. And Eli said, well, I didn't call you. Eli was the priest that he was working for. So I didn't call you. Go lie down. And he went and lie down again. God came back and called him again using the same voice of Eli. And he went and met Eli again. He said, you call me. You are the one that called me. He said, no, I didn't call you. 3 times. Then Eli knew that, maybe God was trying to get hold of that boy. So Eli said, well, it's the Lord that's trying to call you. Next time he called, just stay still and just say, speak, Lord. And then the Lord did it again. So now, what was the purpose of that? God was trying to groom him to know that that is the voice God will be using to talk to him, the voice of his master Eli. And next time, if God calls and he thinks it's Eli and he was found that he's on his bed, he wait a little before he jump up to go. So God, many times, we use that same principle when he wants to talk with a voice you are going to hear. It look like, I asked one prince one time, I said, if you are hearing this still small voice, and 3 of you there, will it be 3 of you that will hear it, or will it be just you? Will it be 3 of you that will hear it, or will it be just you? Now you can think about that. Well, it will sound to you like everybody heard it. It depends what he spoke. If an angel spoke to you, it can be you alone that will hear it. It will be so clear that you will think, did you hear that? No. Did you hear that? No. But and it will be you alone. We came out of a prayer meeting one time, and we were about to step into the car, and a voice shouted from the sky. And I thought the rest of people heard it. They didn't hear it. This is real life, about 9 p.m. when we came out, when we were still doing the prayer meeting every night. So did you hear that? No? And I know the Lord just wanted me to hear that. So there will be, that is a, that to me, that was a physical voice. I thought it was physical. It was somebody in the sky just shouted something. And I heard that, and I said, did you hear it? No, they didn't hear. So God can do that. That's the voice. But God can also do this quiet one that we just, we know that is coming to your mind. Still small voice. But when an angel spoke, it will look as everybody heard it. It may not be everybody. It will just be you that heard it. It will make your ear. So there are many ways God has been using over the years, and he's still using it now to talk to his own people and to lead us because he loved us. Like he said, his goal, the goal, God's goal is to bring us like Elijah so that we are going to get out of here in the rapture. And those are part of the steps that you have to get to that state where now when he's leading you, you are following like Elijah step by step. That is his goal. But all these things, we also know that we need to avoid all these troubles in the world so that we want to be led away from accidents. We want to be led away from this temptation. We want to be led away from this crash, terrorism, if we just be led by the Lord. Or we want to be led to make to prosper. He said that he will lead us. I am the Lord that giveth you power to get wealth. Not so. So he wants to lead us, but we want to listen to him. He wants to lead us from making wrong choices. You want to go into business with this partner? God can tell you if that partner is a danger. Also. So God wants to lead us, but we need to learn to listen. We also need to practice this hearing from God. Amen? And then we're going to pray. That's how I'm going to wrap it up. We are going to pray for ourselves. Like I said, there are portals, but in all of these portals, if you already have voices, there's something that comes to my mind one time. I said, maybe one of these times we are going to say, anybody have dreams or vision you want to narrate? And we're going to see what the Lord will take about that. If it's not personal, we'll tell you. But that is not for today. But we are going to pray right now. Let's stand up to our feet. That's the end of the message. We're going to pray and ask the Lord. We want to be led by the Lord. If you always get the still small voice from the Lord, you have been able to clearly distinguish it. Praise the Lord. But if you have not, you want to talk to the Lord about that. Say, Lord, I want to clearly distinguish that still small voice when you talk to me. And that is your own prayer. You talk to the Lord right now. If you are the one, you always have visions and dreams, but most of the time you wake up, you can't remember. You know, this is important. You know, it can happen like that. You see the story in the Bible. Nebuchadnezzar said, I had an important dream. I couldn't even remember it, but he knew it was so important. He wanted to kill people for not telling him the meaning. And Daniel came and told him the dream and the meaning. And it was so important that he's talking about the angel from that time till the end of time. So if you know that, hey, you know my problem, I see dreams, I just can't remember the detail. We want to pray about that right now. The Lord is here to minister to us in that aspect. Or maybe you say, you know, I love to have visions. I want this gift, Lord. Talk to the Lord right now. The master is passing by. He wants to answer your prayer. You can desire anything. Say, ask me anything in my name, I will do it. So ask which one you prefer. If that is what your prayer is to be, talk to him and say, Lord, I want you to give me this. Or I want you to clean this particular sight, eyesight that you have given to me, visions of the eyes. I've seen once in a while, but it's so muddy. Clear it for me. Talk to the Lord right now yourself. And if you are the one that says, you know, I have voices many times, I just can't distinguish. I want this to be cleared. I don't want all these voices just telling me this and that and that. Some of those voices can drive people crazy. You want deliverance if you are in that terrible situation, you want deliverance, and you can come forward. I will pray for you specifically. I can pray for you specifically for that one. But if you know that way, this is not voices that are just in the air. I just want to be able to rightly distinguish the Father's voice. The Father's voice, that's what I want. Then just talk to the Lord yourself. But if you say, hey, I think I need some help, you come forward, I will pray for you and lay my hand upon you. Because like you said, those voices can be dispersed, you know, dispersed right away. And then you'll be able to clearly hear the voice of the Lord. Father, we thank you for this exhortation. Thank you for your children. Thank you, Lord, for this hearing from God because you have wanted to lead us. All our life, you have been leading us, sometimes indirectly, up to the time that we give our life to you. Now you are now at a position to lead us directly. But we are challenged by many voices, by many things that modular, by businesses. Many people, they will walk all till almost 1 a.m. Now, when are they going to have dreams? They'll be having dreams of the job they have been doing for up to 1 a.m. So, Father, you want us to be calm, to be able to hear thee, to be able to get the instruction from thee. So, guide us, Lord Jesus, and help us to be able to calm our mind and calm our spirit so that we are at the stage where we can see the dreams clearly, see visions clearly, prophesy on clear grounds, like the prophet said, that we will be able to prophesy on clear grounds, not darkly where we are not sure. But Lord, we want that, Lord, and to be guided. Situations happen. I told myself, many people will want to go into the plane. Why? If the Lord said, don't go, will I be able to hear you? I'm scheduled to go. Lord, we want to be led by the, not just in dreams or in visions. Sometimes by voices in the last moment. Many people will tell stories of them, of stories about how they escaped the 9/11. That's why already in New York, they were about to go there, something make them wait. Or they were just late. They might not say the Lord, but they just know it's a circumstance. God can lead through circumstances like that. But how will the Lord love to just tell his own children, don't go there, out of there. And we'll be able to say, like Elijah, the Lord told me to go this way. And that was how we avoid that trouble. For we want to be your children indeed, like you have said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You have given us this power to become sons of God, Lord. And that is the power we want to cooperate with, Lord. We want to cooperate with the Holy Ghost so that we can become sons of God, being led step by step all the way until we see you, Lord Jesus. That's our prayer now, Lord Jesus. Touch us, Lord. Touch everyone, even the little ones. Touch even the little ones, Lord. And we are the adults. Lord, touch us, Lord, so that we can hear you and we will know that it is the Lord that said it. It is the Lord that guided us this way. And then we shall prosper in all our ways. Because when we prosper, when we avoid troubles, then we are prospering, Lord. When we get our wealth, then we are prospering, Lord. We will prosper when we are walking in tune with the Spirit that you have given to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be thy name. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Do you get anything from this? Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi. Give your life today to the Lord Jesus Christ and be filled with the Holy Ghost. I pray, Lord, that you touch all the people that are listening, help them to understand and to follow thee and read the Bible in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Write to me and we shall send you some exhortation. Our address has changed. The new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050. Again, our new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050, USA. On the internet, www.gospeldistribution.org. Send us email on the internet to the webmaster at gospeldistribution.org. Thank you.